Last year, Virginia passed a law allowing Beth Collins to give her teenage daughter, who suffers from severe epilepsy, the one substance that successfully treated her seizures, an oil that comes from marijuana.
I put it in a tiny dropper, put it under her tongue 3 times a day. She doesn't like the taste, but it works.
Technically, Collins could still be arrested for possessing the substance, but thanks to the law passed last year, she can avoid prosecution with a doctor's note.
So they can't, you know, send us to jail.
Now Collins is back at the Capitol, along with other families seeking easier access to the treatment. The law they're backing would allow Virginia pharmacies to create and sell the medication. This would give patients a legal way to access the drug.
I'd rather not say where I get, where I obtain my medicine, which is sad, isn't it? I wish I could just go to the CVS and get it, but I can't.
27,000 Virginians are affected by severe seizures. Prescription drugs are available to treat epilepsy, but they don't always work and often have severe side effects. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.